Task 17. You are going to listen to 6 people speaking about how they spent their time at home during COVID-19. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the speakers with their statements A to L. There are 2 extra statements that you should not use. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers. Speaker 1.
During lockdown, I've become more grumpy. I call it the corona coaster. One day everything's fine, the next I'm annoyed and I can't do something simple like giving my mates a hug. I've got nothing to complain about. I'm very fortunate, so I try not to moan. I still get my songwriting royalties and I still get plays on Spotify and on radio. My friends were actors and dancers and worked in theatre, but they weren't on contract, so when the shows got cancelled, they were out of work and couldn't claim the support as they didn't qualify. They had to move out of London and move in with their parents. Hopefully, they'll come back when the theatres reopen, but it can't be an easy thing to deal with.
Speaker 2.
When I heard everybody went panic shopping, we went to the supermarket, but we were too late. There wasn't anything left. We got a massive leg of lamb, which everyone else had left because it was £20, and a bag of frozen okra. I used the okra in a chicken curry. It was very nice. I've always bought toilet paper in bulk. I've been buying 30 rolls at a time online for years now, just because I don't want to keep going down to the shop to buy toilet paper.
Speaker 3.
Me and my wife have been quarantined for 2 weeks as we think we've had coronavirus. We've had no energy and we have lost our sense of smell and taste. I don't have much structure to my day normally anyway. We make a meal, get excited about it, then realise we can't taste anything. There's no big structure. And I assume we stink. We're washing, but to what end? I felt slightly energised yesterday and put on a song by Donna Summer. I had a dance to that. It's the most exercise I've had so far.
Speaker 4. I miss seeing my friends and family, but I've never felt so relaxed. With the world coming to a standstill, this need to be out there, achieving things has fallen away. We can't really go anywhere, so we don't need to be doing anything. It's caused inner calm. We can't do anything to fight where we are, so taking things on a day-by-day basis is the only way to go. I was never very good at that before. I've learned how to stay in the moment because no one knows what the outcome of this will be. Speaker 5.
I haven't been doing Zoom quizzes. I find them quite boring. My fiancé's family have been doing talent shows instead. The whole group is assigned a talent we have to work on for the following week. We've done portrait painting, dance routines, rapping. It's good because in the week you think, oh no, I haven't practiced my dance routine. I used to be an art teacher, but I hadn't painted for years. The portrait painting has got me back into it.
Speaker 6.
I think people will walk away from this with something. I'm usually pretty private, but this has made me want to be part of a community. When I'm walking the dog and someone speaks to me, I'll speak to them, whereas before I'd have kept my head down, walked the dog and come home. I'm sure it will change people. We're going through something that will become a moment in history, and it's forced us all to think about things that are important to us. It could make the world a happier place. Or I could be wrong, and it could turn everyone into evil bastards.
Speaker 1.
During lockdown, I've become more grumpy. I call it the Corona coaster. One day everything's fine, the next I'm annoyed and I can't do something simple like giving my mates a hug. I've got nothing to complain about. I'm very fortunate, so I try not to moan. I still get my songwriting royalties and I still get plays on Spotify and on radio. My friends were actors and dancers and worked in theatre, but they weren't on contract, so when the shows got cancelled, they were out of work and couldn't claim the support as they didn't qualify. They had to move out of London and move in with their parents. Hopefully, they'll come back when the theatres reopen, but it can't be an easy thing to deal with.
Speaker 2.
When I heard everybody went panic shopping, we went to the supermarket, but we were too late. There wasn't anything left. We got a massive leg of lamb, which everyone else had left because it was £20, and a bag of frozen okra. I used the okra in a chicken curry. It was very nice. I've always bought toilet paper in bulk. I've been buying 30 rolls at a time online for years now, just because I don't want to keep going down to the shop to buy toilet paper.
Speaker 3.
Me and my wife have been quarantined for 2 weeks as we think we've had coronavirus. We've had no energy and we have lost our sense of smell and taste. I don't have much structure to my day normally anyway. We make a meal, get excited about it, then realise we can't taste anything. There's no big structure. And I assume we stink. We're washing, but to what end? I felt slightly energised yesterday and put on a song by Donna Summer. I had a dance to that. It's the most exercise I've had so far.
Speaker 4. I miss seeing my friends and family, but I've never felt so relaxed. With the world coming to a standstill, this need to be out there, achieving things has fallen away. We can't really go anywhere, so we don't need to be doing anything. It's caused inner calm. We can't do anything to fight where we are, so taking things on a day-by-day basis is the only way to go. I was never very good at that before. I've learned how to stay in the moment because no one knows what the outcome of this will be. Speaker 5.
I haven't been doing Zoom quizzes. I find them quite boring. My fiancé's family have been doing talent shows instead. The whole group is assigned a talent we have to work on for the following week. We've done portrait painting, dance routines, rapping. It's good, because in the week you think, oh no, I haven't practiced my dance routine. I used to be an art teacher, but I hadn't painted for years. The portrait painting has got me back into it.
Speaker 6.
I think people will walk away from this with something. I'm usually pretty private, but this has made me want to be part of a community. When I'm walking the dog and someone speaks to me, I'll speak to them, whereas before I'd have kept my head down, walked the dog and come home. I'm sure it will change people. We're going through something that will become a moment in history, and it's forced us all to think about things that are important to us. It could make the world a happier place. Or I could be wrong, and it could turn everyone into evil bastards.